Exodus 26:1, the tabernacle. I want to talk to you about how the Old Testament tabernacle is a picture, a representation of Jesus Christ. In the book of Exodus chapter 26, the entire chapter is devoted to that of the tabernacle. In verse 1, the Bible says, "Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue, purple, and scarlet thread. With artistic designs of cherubim, you shall weave them." I think if you understand that the Old Testament tabernacle is a picture, a representation of Jesus Christ, it will help you better understand the rest of the book of Exodus. First off, how do we know that the tabernacle is an illustration of Jesus? Well, I would encourage you to read the book of Hebrews. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5, the tabernacle is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. So often throughout scriptures, Old Testament pictures represent New Testament truths. That's why Christianity and the Bible are so credible to me. Nearly everything is a picture or representation that points to Jesus. We can also compare the tabernacle and Jesus to what is said in John chapter 1, verse 14. The Bible says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Who was the Word? Jesus. The word "dwelt among us" can also be translated from the Greek as "tabernacled among us." Jesus tabernacled among us. We also see that the tabernacle was used in the wilderness. So too, Jesus mostly dwelt in the wilderness. He was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. He slept in the wilderness. In the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 58, Jesus said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He was homeless, dwelling and traveling in the wilderness. Next, we see that the tabernacle was God's dwelling place among men. In Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, the Bible says, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." In the book of Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 25, we see the prophecy of Emmanuel, speaking of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1, we see the fulfillment of that prophecy. In verse 23, the Bible says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." Are you seeing the correlations here? The tabernacle was also humble in appearance, at least from the outside. We see the outside of the tabernacle draped in ram skins and badger skins. Exodus chapter 26 talks about this. However, the inside is totally glorious. Jesus was humble in appearance on the outside. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2, the Bible says, "He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." In other words, he looked like an ordinary person. He didn't glow or radiate deity physically. He more than likely didn't look like the Jesus model that we see in movies today. Jesus was ordinary looking in appearance. That's why Judas the betrayer had to give the sign to the multitude that whomever he kissed was the Messiah. However, we know that the inside of Jesus, he had a heart of gold. He had compassion on the lost, the hurting, the sick, and the diseased. On the inside, he was perfect. The more we learn about this one who laid his life down for us, the more we fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus. Will you please join me and repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, thank you that you dwell among us. Where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst. How can we fathom that God himself would dwell amongst us? We simply say, thank you, Lord. May you be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.